Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher.
My name is Yaling Hugh Fisher.
Thanks very much for tuning in. We've got a great podcast for you today. This is our Aloha Friday edition. It's the new schedule we're doing. So we're here Friday and we're just talking about questions, frequently asked questions, questions that podcast listeners and customers have been having during the week. So we'll be doing that today. We'll be going over these questions and answering them for you. So hopefully that will help you with planning your Hawaii vacation. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. We're in Hawaii, and we're Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com.
And you can give us a call at 1-800-843-8771 or email us at podcast@Hawaii-Aloha.com. Also, we are on Facebook.
Yes, we are.
Hawaii Aloha Travel.
Yep.
And Bruce is also on Twitter. It's Aloha Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Aloha Yelling.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is that a question?
No.
You mean you don't know that?
I know.
Well, so great to have you back, LA. You know, I missed you for months and months. You have not been here.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you'll be able to continue to join us on the Friday show and help us answer questions. Because Yaling, you know, is really the nuts and bolts of the company. She understands, yeah, and the screwdriver, and she really knows a lot of stuff, and she's going to be a great resource when we talk about these. Yeah, hopefully you can help. You don't know any of the questions, right? You didn't see any of the questions that have come in.
Not yet.
So we'll be talking about that.
Okay.
A couple of programming notes. Of course, we do this every Tuesday and Friday now, so it's a little bit different schedule, especially for those who listen on the podcast. Be looking for it Tuesday and Friday instead of what we were doing it before, which was Wednesday and Friday. So basically, it's not that much different, actually, you know? Haven't had too many problems with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we got a lot happening. Let's take a look outside at the crater cam. Beautiful day outside. Wow. Little muggy, though. Little hot.
Ha-ha.
You know, don't have the trade winds blowing, you know, really all that great today.
But it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Look at this. This is what you can expect if you're going to be coming to Hawaii in the next few days. Probably in the next few weeks. We haven't been seeing a whole lot of rain.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, that's one of the great things about coming to Hawaii. And that's, you know, we get this question a lot. Speaking of questions, is, you know, what am I going to do when I get here? Well, just go outside. You know? Take a look around.
I know.
There's so much to do. We have a friend visiting from Chicago, right? Chicago. And you know what? He has just been getting on the bus every day and just going anywhere. Because all the buses are great here. It's a great bus system in Hawaii. It's one of the best bus systems in the country. And he just gets on the bus and he just goes places and just gets off wherever he feels like getting off. Yesterday, I know he ended up at Diamond Head Crater and he did climb the stairs all the way up to the top of Diamond Head.
Yeah.
So, we're very excited about this weekend coming up. We're going to be going to the opening of The Edition, which is this brand new hotel. I've been telling you about it a lot, and we're on the A-list. That's the most exciting part about this, is that we actually... So what are you going to wear, Yelling?
I have no idea.
Are you going to wear some, like, fancy dress, like the same thing we wore when we got the award? And
I don't know.
I don't know what I'm going to wear yet either. I don't even have, really, a good sport coat, so maybe I'm going to have to go buy one. I don't know. So it's going to be fun, and we're going to have lots of pictures, and we're going to be telling you all about it. So stay tuned for that. So again, like when you come to Hawaii, you know, that's one of the first rules of thumb is just know that you can enjoy so much of the outdoors here and a lot of the activities for free or just a very small fee. Like Diamond Head, we were just talking about. What was it, $3 to walk up to Diamond Head, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind
when
you're coming here to Hawaii. Now, if you have a question or a concern, or let's say you have an itinerary that you're working on, you're trying to do it yourself and you need some help and you need a second opinion, send us an email and we'll discuss it here on the podcast. In fact, I can't get to all of the ones. I got several questions here. So let's get right into it before we waste too much time here.
Okay.
And the first one is coming from Rob, and he says, my wife-to-be and I are planning a honeymoon in Hawaii. The problem is my wife needs to be in a place that's not going to be too crowded. Now, here's her ideal honeymoon. She wants to go to a place where there are not many tourists.
Mm-hmm.
Given that requirement, do you suggest we visit Hawaii? If you do, are there any specifics that you want us to know? We're vegetarians, and I'm not sure if we have too many options. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing this January 8th to the 16th. And is this peak season? Let us know. Okay. Well, good question. Common question a lot of people have is, you know, is it too touristy? Because a lot of people have this vision about Hawaii. It's just about Waikiki in Oahu, on Oahu. That's the island we're on. But, you know, that's not the only island. Mm-hmm. So the answer to the question is, this is not a problem. Is it? What do you think?
I don't think so. Do you know, if actually most of the people, when they think about Hawaii, like my parents, they come here how many times?
Oh, already? Lots of times.
But when they are thinking about Hawaii, they're like, mountain, water, beach.
Right, mountain, water, beach.
Yeah.
Get closer to the mic so I can.
So this is what they're thinking about. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even in Oahu, still have the hotel.
Exactly. If you do come to Oahu and you have that concern, there are a lot of tourists here. This is the most touristy of all the islands. Waikiki is filled with people. It's like little Japan already. It gives me some. So, you know, you definitely, Rob, don't want to go to this island, Oahu, and stay in Waikiki. As far as I would recommend Kauai, obviously, for these guys.
This is Big Island.
Yeah, or the Big Island. Yeah, would definitely be fine. There's not as many tourists there. There's lots of things that you can do to be just completely remote. Mm-hmm. And it's probably, I would lean a little more towards Kauai. Mm-hmm. For me, you know, I mean, when we want to go away on vacation, we always go to Kauai, and there's so many things you can do, so much natural beauty there. You know, you can take trips up the Napali coast, for instance. You can go up to the Princeville area up on the north shore of the island, Hanalei Bay, and some of the sunsets at Ka'e Forest. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, beach there, rather. Mm-hmm. Just so many places you can go in. And I would say it's not a problem at all. I would definitely suggest that you come to Hawaii. And I think it'd probably be the perfect destination, actually. It's, you know, it's like the number one or number two honeymoon destination in the country. And that's for a reason. Because we do have all these choices.
Yep.
So I would definitely do that. And
do you know what? You are vegetarian.
Yeah.
There's no problem.
Not a problem.
Here, fruit, vegetable.
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty much vegetarians. We eat fish and very occasionally meat, but there are tons of vegan options here. Mm-hmm. And also on Kauai, too. There's a couple of really good health food stores there. And in fact, I'll send you an email, Rob, with some ideas about that. So not a problem. All of this is very doable, and you're going to have a great honeymoon. Of course, give us a call. We love to do honeymoons. Honeymoons are, like, big with us.
Yeah.
So 1-800.
And one more thing. January 8 to 16 can be, like, there's a holiday around that time.
Yes.
Actually, we can say holiday. Martin Luther King birthday.
Yeah, that's right, Martin.
So maybe a little bit expensive on the airfare because the people still travel during the weekend. So plan early.
Start. Get that done now.
Yeah.
Give us a call, and because you got to be concerned of price. I mean, that's peak season. That's the other thing about January. People don't understand. January, first quarter, January, February, March, April, is very busy in Hawaii.
Yeah, and then February because it's a honeymoon and, you know,
right.
Valentine's Day. Right.
A lot of people.
People
lot
get
of,
married or travel, you know, right. to the, any locations.
So. A lot of snowbirds. So in January, you know, it's going to look just like this. I mean, this is what it looks like in January, and it's this hot. I mean, there's hardly any difference in temperatures between winter and summer.
Yeah.
Okay, next question comes in from Diane. My husband and I are coming to Oahu in November, and we're celebrating our 25th anniversary. We're going to be renewing our vows at Magic Island at Ala Moana State Park. That evening, we're going to be going out for dinner for our anniversary, so I thought after the wedding, instead of going someplace for lunch, we could bring a picnic lunch. The trouble is I can't find a place to do that. I checked with the Sheraton Waikiki, where we're staying, but they just do takeout, where they would just throw down a sandwich in a bag. I'm looking for something where I could order wine or champagne, and they would supply us with the glasses, and instead of sandwiches, maybe an antipasto and cheese or fruit platter. Things along that line. More along the romantic line, instead of chomping on a sandwich.
Do you know what?
She says, I think you get the drift.
I do think Anna Moana Park, just walk across the street to Anna Moana Shopping Center. Yeah, you got all the choice you want.
Yeah, but not even that. Or maybe go up to Longy's where they can look out over the beach, or that restaurant Mariposa that's right up above...
You know
the restaurant there.
I mean,
first of all, we have liquor laws. You're not going to be able to sip wine and champagne on the beach. This is just not going to happen. And the other thing you can do, though, and what I was thinking of recommending is one of the chefs to prepare this for them. Get some transportation, either a limo or something, and do it like that. Maybe you could get away with the wine if nobody catches you. But that's, you know, a very kind of specialized request, and that's nothing that's going to come cheap either.
Do you know what?
To get a private chef, yeah.
We are talking about money. Yeah. We want to do something. We need to think about, if you want to do it there, you need to have something on the floor. Make sure it's good.
Right.
You know, bath with a basket inside. Have all the stuff you want with a champagne.
Right. I get the idea. It's a wonderful idea, but I'm just not sure that, it's doable because of the logistics of something like that and the staging for something. It really has to be. Because, you know, Ala Moana Park is busy. You know, to get a car in there. To get a car in there, you're not going to be able to stop a car there. You know, you've got to find parking close by where you're going to be doing this. It's not just that easy. I would just say go right across the street and have a romantic lunch. There's plenty of good options. We can get you a table right overlooking the beach. Yeah. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, you know, it is possible. And I will send you a couple of chefs that we have that we work with.
Yeah.
This reminds me of those people that wanted a beachfront dinner, remember? And the only way we could have done it was with a private chef.
Because if you want to do it as a picnic, you cannot bring the food when you are getting married. Because you need,
Right. And that's where I'm confused. She talks about a wedding, but then she says she's doing her vow renewal.
Yeah, because the wedding anniversary.
Yeah, if they're doing a separate renewal vow with a person, they might have some suggestions about that. The person who's coordinating their vows. But it has to be delivered, it has to be set up, it has to be in advance.
Yeah.
And there are liquor laws, you got to be careful of.
Yeah.
On the wine part. Unfortunately,
you don't want to wrap at a table. Somebody eat it.
Yeah,
right?
Hawaii is not the place you could just walk around with alcohol in your hands, and this is the United States. People, and I love that people have these.
I think Hawaii, the beach, have a certain requirement,
and they have certain requirements too.
It's different than the other park.
It really
is. In the Central Park, you could just do whatever, but not Hawaii.
Not Hawaii, not necessarily in Hawaii. So hopefully that helps you out, and you'll be realistic about your plans. For the romantic lunch on the at Ala Moana. Here's another one. This one comes from... first, let me do this one. What does hang loose mean, and how do you sign it?
Okay, hang loose.
Hang loose. This is a hang loose sign. I think I got a picture of one. Well, you can see it, right? That's hang loose, when you do like that. It's also called a shaka. And it really basically means take it easy.
Okay.
You know, just take life easy.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is like, don't sweat the small stuff, Ooh. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's, that's what we believe here. I think in general, we think people who live in Hawaii just feel like you shouldn't be stressing out about things. You're just very laid back. Mm-hmm. When you come here, don't put on put on a happy face and be nice, because being upset and, getting all mainland on people here is not going to get you very far.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. Especially if things don't go exactly your way, don't get all pissed off. I don't know any other way to say it. It does not go over well here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just the Hawaiian style. And, give a shaka. If somebody does something nice to you, give a shaka. Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Somebody lets you in, like when you're driving, and they stop and let you in. Shaka. My friend was amazed that people don't honk in Hawaii.
I know.
You're not going to hear people honking in Hawaii. People don't honk in Hawaii. So get your questions to us, because every Friday, this is the kind of show we're going to be doing, kind of a FAQ show, answering questions. We'll have Yaling here. We'll have some of our agents here. They're in our live chat, and our live chat isn't working today. But you will be able to answer pretty much any question that you have and talk about it here, and also especially the itineraries. And one final question before we get going here. This one is from Barbara. She says she's planning a trip to Hawaii and she's really excited. The more research I do, the more overwhelmed I seem to get. I have no idea where to stay, what to do, I don't know what we want to stay on Maui, I think. We'd love ocean view, but we're definitely on a budget. We also want to take day trips to the Big Island, Kauai, and Oahu. So my questions are as follows. Where to stay on Maui? Which is the best area for ocean views, beaches? Well, where to stay on Maui? I mean, there's lots of opportunities on Maui for beachfront properties. But if you're on a budget, you're going to have to go condo. So what condo would you recommend budget on the beach?
You know what? Lahaina
Shores. Lahaina Shores is one. Great. And that's not really a condo, but that's a hotel resort. Mm-hmm. And it does have condo facilities. They do have some with kitchenettes.
Mm-hmm.
Where else would you recommend? I would say Royal Kahana.
Royal Kahana is a hotel resort, yep.
Yeah, yeah. That's also a condo.
Yep.
That's a hotel resort. Royal Kahana?
Oh, Royal Kahana is a...
Yeah, Royal Kahana.
Yeah.
Knock,
it's
knock.
It's a condo.
So those are both great. And those are both on the budget side. And here's another one. Do we take airplanes to the other islands?
Yes. If not, you know what? Do it as a cruise.
Yeah. If you don't want to...
7 days cruise.
Yeah. Otherwise, do a 7 day cruise. And...
Because from Maui, you won't travel to see Kauai, Big Island. Will be a little bit tough because it's not a many direct flight. So you're going to spend a lot of time just flying in and back. And, you know...
Right.
It's
a lot of trouble. And also, is it expensive? Yes, it is expensive. Airfare, inter-island airfare has gone way up.
$75 to $85 person one way.
Yeah, we hardly ever see any really good deals on the inter-island flights.
Yep.
So hopefully that answers your questions. And thank you for those questions. We do appreciate them. Got a couple more here, but we are just running out of time. So make sure you email us, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com or Yaling, that's Y-A-L-I-N-G. @hawaii-aloha.com.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in touch with us. Get over to our Facebook page. You can leave questions there as well. Mm-hmm. Haven't had too many questions on the Facebook page lately. So get over to the Facebook page, Hawaii Aloha Travel. And you can also find us on Twitter, like we mentioned earlier.
Yep.
So that's going to wrap it up for my beautiful wife here, Ya Ling, and myself, Bruce. And all of us here at hawaii-aloha.com will say aloha and mahalo.
Hello.